This segment is about resistance exercises for strengthening. So we're going to use resistance bands and our body weight for resistance to strengthen both our upper and lower extremities. The resistance bands are really helpful because they're very safe. No one's ever broke a toe by dropping a resistance band on their foot, which does happen, I'm told, with weights. And then also they're very portable. You can take them with you on vacation or to the office. So it's a nice way to add some resistance to further strengthen some of the key muscles in the arms with very low burden to your exercise regime. So I did have Janine put on shoes because she is going to secure the resistance tube with her feet, and it just doesn't work. It's not very comfortable in bare feet. So those are yours. The resistance in the tube varies on different colors are different thicknesses, and they're more resistant. And also in the foot position, we can move our feet farther apart to add resistance because you're just using less of the band. So the first exercise we're going to start with is a biceps strengthening exercise. So she's sitting upright with her back away from the chair. The biceps is in the front of the arm, and so she has her palms facing up, and she's just going to contract the biceps, bring the hands towards the shoulders, and back down. Just remembering to be sure that you're breathing during your exercises, and you can vary the resistance as I had mentioned before. Then next we can work on the opposite muscle, the muscle at the back of the arm, which is the triceps. With this one, we're just going to do one hand at a time because otherwise the chair kind of gets in the way. So you can drop this band. You can just let it go all the way down. And then maybe move that one up just a little bit, give yourself a little more room. So you're going to lean forward hinging at the hip crease. And then bring your elbow up. And then just straightening your arm back. So she's just really isolating the triceps muscle right here. Beautiful. And then she would do the same thing on the other side. There are other ways to use the bands to strengthen the triceps. In fact, the band itself has a little door hanger so that you could attach it to a door and use the band that way. But this is a really nice way to start in a nice seated position. So the next thing we're going to work on, we've done the biceps, we've done the triceps. Now we want to get the muscles in the back of the spine, the shoulder retractor muscles. And so she's going to do a nice rowing motion. She's going to extend her feet out and keep the tube secured so it's not going to come up and hit her. And then bringing her elbows back and bringing her shoulders together. This opens up the chest. She's thinking about her shoulder blades gliding towards each other or towards the spine with each end of the rowing cycle. Okay, so after doing the rowing to strengthen the muscles that bring the shoulder blades together, we're going to strengthen the chest muscles by using the resistance tubes in a different manner. And to secure them, Janine's going to sit on the tube. You can wrap the tube behind the chair, but it can ride up and may come over the top of the chair. This is just more secure. So now with that anchored, she's going to bring her arms out and together. And that strengthens the muscles in the front of the chest, mainly the pectoralis muscles. Beautiful. So those are the seated exercises we're going to do. I'm just going to have Janine also stand up now and transition to some other things. We'll show how you can use them in a standing position. So she'll anchor again the tube with her feet and then doing the biceps curl this way. And again, you can increase the resistance by moving the feet farther apart or using thicker tubes. Perfect. So we're done with the tubes, and now we're going to transition to some lower body work, but we're going to first start with the chair. So one of the things that really helps us strengthen our lower lower extremity muscles and prevents falls is to be being able to get up from a chair without using your hands. So to practice that, we can just do chair squats where we're getting up from the chair without using your hands and sitting back down. And just doing that 10 times is like a great exercise. But then if you want to get a little bit more resistance out of it, you can sit down to your butt just as about to touch the chair and then come back up. So first, Janine's going to show us the version where you're standing up and sitting back down. And she's nicely coordinating it with her breath, inhaling with the rise, exhaling when she sits back down, using your arms as a nice counterbalance so she can really focus on her quad strength. And then do you want to show them a couple times where you're just doing like a little butt tap? Lovely. Super. So now we're going to transition to working on the front of our thighs or our quadriceps, doing a posture called Dynamic Warrior. So I'm going to have you come next to the table because that just makes a lot more sense. And I'm going to move over here and you can face forward. We'll start with our right side. If you want to bring your right foot forward, and if you'd like to take your shoes off now because she needed shoe protection and now foot protection, she doesn't need it. She probably wants to get her feet in that carpet and get good stability. So she's bringing her right foot forward in a position for Warrior One with her hips facing forward. And then with the inhale, she's going to bend her knee and bring her arms up. And then when she's ready to exhale, she's just going to straighten her knee back out. So this is a nice breath-coordinated way to work on strengthening the quads in a really nice dynamic way. Also, you always want to be able to see your toe. So if your knee is obscuring your toe, you're probably bending too much, and you just want to, if you need that much to engage the quad, you want to just widen your stance a bit or lengthen your stance. You want to do the other side now, Janine? Super. Lovely. And it's always nice to have the chair here for balance, or the table here for balance. It is different to doing the balance type work on a squishy floor versus a nice solid mat. Great. Next, we're going to do something super simple, but again, we can use the table for balance. It's just calf raises, just using our body weight as resistance and going up on our toes and back down. That helps strengthen our calves. It also helps with our balance, but if we need something for balance, that's great. We're really working on strengthening our calves and not necessarily focusing on the balance portion. Super. Do you want to just do that facing the table so that they can see a side view? That's lovely. Good. And then lastly, we're going to work on two separate exercises that really focus on our the buttock muscles or our gluteal muscles. So this one's called a hip roll. It takes a little bit of a setup. So Janine's going to come facing the table, and she's going to bring her left leg up just to where she's comfortable. It doesn't have to be really high. And then once she's nice and stable, she's going to take her hips that are now facing the floor and stacking them on the side. And then roll back to facing the floor, and then put your leg back down. And that's it. As you get more comfortable, you may want to stay in the pose a little bit more. Beautiful. And you want to do two where you just keep your toe on the floor. If balance is an issue, just keep your toe on the floor, rotate, come back down. And it seems like you're not doing a lot. It seems like a very nice, subtle movement, but you'll notice it if you haven't been working these muscles. So lastly, we're going to do a position on the floor, a marching bridge pose, to again work those posterior buttock muscles or the glutes. So if you want to transition to laying on your back comfortably, so first off, Janine's just going to do a couple of just gentle bridges just to warm up her spine and make sure everything's working well there. So up and down just with her breath, making sure everything's comfortable. Then she's using her hands at her side to kind of support herself because at parts of the exercise, she's going to just be on on one of her legs. And so she wants nice stability there, so that looks lovely. So now we can add the marching component. So the first thing we can do is, instead of bringing the feet all the way off the ground, just bringing the heels off. So she's up in bridge pose, and then she's bringing one heel, putting it back down, other heel, and then she can go all the way back down. And then do that again. Always check in, making sure that her core is engaged, her spine feels comfortable, one leg, or one heel, then the other one, back down. And if that feels good and stable, the next time up, then she's gonna just take her left leg just slightly off the ground, and then put it back down, and the right leg, and then go back down. And then you can see how you could build on that. If you're up in bridge and you feel really comfortable, you might wanna do, you know, 4 repetitions or different, additional repetitions that way. But again, you wanna do just as many as you can do where that you can feel that your spine is in good alignment, you feel strong and not shaky at all. So that wraps up our resistance exercises for the upper and lower extremities. Again, it's nice to check in with your body to see the effects of the practice. We did a lot of really invigorating work and a lot of strengthening work. So we want to make sure our breaths settle down back to normal, and then we can feel that the moving our body in a strengthening manner really helps us feel stronger as we move throughout the day, even not just in what we can lift physically, but what we can kind of lift emotionally. So again, the benefits can continue for the rest of the day, and you really want to check in and feel that, what you've done. So I hope you enjoyed this resistance segment. And thanks, Janine.